Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
The war against good and evil, or the war, good versus evil, I should say, is in the mind, starts in the mind. Your mind isn't your soul, but it's how your carnal human nature devises everything, and that's where it starts. And your mind takes thoughts, and it dictates your thoughts. And then your thoughts turn into words, and your words are passed on to other people. You know, the Lord warns us about our mind. He actually warns us to the point as he tells us to renew our mind with the word of God. We got to renew our mind. Otherwise, our minds end up getting dictated by other people's thoughts that are put in the words and float through the air and hit us like daggers. So we'll start reasoning by the people that sound good. We'll listen to Plato, we'll listen to Socrates, we'll listen to Nietzsche, we'll listen to Aristotle, Shakespeare, the president, and we'll say, oh, that sounds good. It doesn't matter if it sounds good or not. We have to put it to the word of God. This is what the word's telling us. Renew your mind with the word of God. Thoughts are very, very dangerous. Thoughts eventually dictate our words, which dictate our actions and our behaviors. Your thoughts, by what you see and hear. And a lot of these things are evil, like frequencies. Frequencies, and I believe they're tied into Satan really, really close. And I believe it's for a reason. The Lord warns us. He's the prince of the air. Frequencies, songs. You listen to particular songs. They don't even need words. Half the crazy heavy metal songs and heavy rock and roll of the 70s and 80s, no one even knew what the words were. All you knew was the music made you go crazy and violent, and you loved it. It made you want to smash your head against the wall and do violent acts. You didn't care. You loved it. It was the frequency that came into your body. And you had no way to fight it. So even if it wasn't a word, the particular frequency did something to you. And we get a little touch of it with David playing the harp for King Saul. It was a frequency. I believe a lot of them are tied in to Satan because he knows music, because he was tied into music. And basically that's all music is. It's 100% frequencies. Some of them affect us violently, some of them sexually, some of us sadness, grief, extreme joy. A good song can make you want to run through a brick wall, or a violent song could, or a sweet song could make you want to cry. Very, very, very dangerous. And basically, not until this last two or three generations have you had really music. You didn't have music. Maybe there was up until, I don't know, late 1800s, 1900s. Who had time for music? And if you did listen to music, there was no radio. Nobody had a band. I mean, you might go to, you know, some social function and hear violins, etc. But what I'm getting at is nothing like now. Nothing like now. Where some people can't even go 10 feet without earbuds in their head listening to some type of frequency. As far as I'm concerned, it's another sign of the end time. That's all it is, another sign of the end time. Between the pornography, between all the frequencies, between the cell phone has really been an incredible evil tool to take souls away. It really has. And as usual, it's a pretty incredible tool for good too. But as usual, according to the Word of God, if it's a tool for good and a tool for evil, for the most part, it's still going to go the wide gate. And most of it's going to be taken over to the evil side with these cell phones. Especially you parents, you have no idea what your kids are watching or listening to. None. But what do we have to do as Christians? Well, we know everything that's hitting us. The news realm, the music realm, TV realm, entertainment realm is all to kill our souls. Yes. It's all a war against our souls. The end time is coming. Jesus is coming back. The devil knows that. And I do believe. Hey, why not? I have my beliefs. I'm not saying we're in the last generation, but we're darn close. Yeah, we're very close. Satan is just about omnipresent through technology. He's not like God, but he got some good pointers from God. He's trying to get everywhere. He's trying to be like God. And we're told that in the last days, he's going to seem so like God that even if it was possible, the very elect would be deceived. So, I mean, this is how intense this Antichrist is going to be. And we know what's getting set up right now. And we know it doesn't end well for us as Christians. But so what? It also says that, you know, all the saints will be in heaven, all the saints that were beheaded for Jesus Christ in the last days. So the fact of the matter is, you can't give in. Consider yourself a soldier. Start getting tough now. We know we're in training as a soldier. 95% of a soldier's life is in training. Out of a soldier's life, very little of it is actually fighting, just like an athlete. An athlete might, only have 10 games a season, but he's trained 6 days a week. He's trained on the off season. He's sometimes trained two or three times a day just for 10 games. So be in training, Christian soldier. Be in training and taking your thoughts captive. Be in training on meditating on Jesus. Be in training and realizing that there is an enemy trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Guard your mind. Guard the carnal mind. We read in the book of Romans, verse 7, chapter 8, verse 7, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So your carnal mind is always going to be in the flesh, and it's hopeless. You could read all the books. You could study all you want. You could even become as religious as you want, right? But the fact of the matter is, your carnal mind, the mind that is not renewed by the Spirit of God that comes in your heart, is actually your worst enemy. That's why it's so tough to deal with the know-it-alls that are strong-minded, stubborn-minded, strong-willed. I've gotten to the point where you don't waste your words, you don't throw your pearls before swine, and the best thing to do is remember them daily. Just throw a prayer at them, man. Just pray for them and move on and basically stay away from them if you have to. If you've tried and tried and you've hit dead ends, fact of the matter is you're going to harden them to even hear the Word of God. Where the Word of God, it's best that you don't even tell it to them, because God will put them in situations and usually to knock them to their knees, where they're totally, they've hit pay dirt. Let it go. Let the pay dirt happen. Let them go down to the ground. Let God do his quote unquote dirty work to save their soul. Yeah. We've, to a degree, many of us have been there, and that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. But in the meantime, you pray. And fellow Christian, you understand this has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with hate or revenge or I told you so. It has to do with the Lord telling us to give all our cares and burdens to Him. Yes, give your cares, give your burdens to God. And part of that is the members of your family that are rebellious, that don't want to listen, and that are gone astray. Because believe it or not, and I hope you believe it, God loves the worst human being on earth more than you ever could. God loves the best human being on earth more than you possibly ever could. And sometimes we think we're God and we could drag him in. We can't. We can't. Separate yourself. Divide yourself. Take care of yourself, because we're told in the second commandment to love our neighbor as ourself. And how do you love yourself? You love yourself by first, you, me, following the first commandment, loving God above everything. And once I do that, now I'm given the opportunity to fulfill the second commandment, to love my neighbor like now I love myself. It has nothing to do with, and you could, but it doesn't. It has nothing to do with creature comforts. It has to do with salvation, saving somebody's soul. Creature comforts can come into it, don't get me wrong, but I think you know what I'm saying. You can't attain somebody's salvation through just being nice. We need a miraculous conversion that comes from the Father, where a man's soul is changed. It has nothing to do with his monetary position. It has nothing to do with his genetics, nationality, color, etc. It has everything to do with his soul. And that's where it takes place, the changing of a man's soul. So remember, the carnal mind is an enemy of God, all right? And we're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The war, the sexual battle you might be having in your mind, you can't get rid of it with a cold shower, pal. You got to give it to God and realize it's taking you to hell, and realizing Jesus Christ took nails to deliver you from that temptation, and to just keep renewing your mind with truth. I want to be pure for you, Lord. I want to be modest for you, Lord. I want to take over this, my own vessel. Let it be an offering for you, Lord. I don't care about my urges or my ambitions or the temptations pulling me. I give them to you, Lord, because I can't even fight them. But when I give them to you, Lord, I win. And the devil will flee, because that's called submitting to God, and he'll flee. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So you can't beat God with, you can't beat the devil, excuse me, you can't beat the devil with a carnal mind, and you can't beat him with carnal weapons either. For the weapons of war, of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds. A lot of sexual sins are strongholds. They're like having straitjackets put on you. Bitterness could be a stronghold. Greed, the inability to lend or share, could be a stronghold. Fear, anxiety, tension, nervousness, a stronghold. All right? You can't fight them with carnal knowledge. You have to fight them by identifying them as evil sins or evil attacks that are trying to tear your soul down and bring you to hell. Yes, we have to take on the mind of Christ daily. The mind of Christ, esteeming others higher than ourselves. We have to put to death the deeds of our human nature. We have to get our eyes off of what's in it for me, what's the best for me. No. And say, Lord, what is the best for you and my neighbor in a daily walk? And the best way I find out is when I get up in the morning, I tell the Lord, piece of clay, reporting for duty. Because I can't control anything, Lord. The only thing I have a good will for is to give it to you. And then you direct my paths, and now I could do what I need to do. God bless you all. Stay in Jesus. Times are tough. The gate is getting narrower. You got to get tougher. I got to get tougher. Don't give in. Remember, bravery and courage are what get us into the kingdom on top of everything else. God bless you. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.